Here's my point about drugs, about alcohol, about pornography. As long as I don't harm another human being with what I buy, do, read, see, or take, what business is it of yours what I fucking do? No way you can argue with that unless you don a tail and some fucking horns. No argument for it, okay, unless you don a tail and a horn. But what is their argument for it?
But we have to protect the children. We have to protect the children.
Let me tell you something real quick. Children are smarter than any of us. You know how I know that? I don't know one child with a full-time job and children. That's how fucking smart they are. Where did this veneration of childbirth suddenly come from?
Oh, childbirth is such a miracle. It's such a miracle.
No, it's not. No more a miracle than eating food and a turd coming out of your ass. You know what a miracle is? A miracle is raising a kid who doesn't talk at a fucking movie theater, all right? That would be a miracle. Miracles raise the kids that run into my crotch at the supermarket because they have no peripheral vision. Where is that little miracle? Come here! It's Beelzebozo time.
Mommy!
Who here has never been locked in a deep freezer? Mommy! If it were truly a miracle, then not every 9 months any yin-yang in the world could drop a litter of these mewling fucking cabbages on the planet. And in case you have not checked the single mom statistics lately, the miracle's spreading like wildfire. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Trailer parks all over America filling up with little miracles. Thunk. Thunk, like frogs laying eggs. Thunk, look at all my little miracles. Thunk, filling up the trailer like a sardine can. Thunk, you know it'd be a real miracle if I could remember your daddy's name. Thunk, I guess I'll have to call you Trucker Junior. Thunk, that's all I remember about your daddy was his fuzzy little pot belly riding on top of me. Thunk, shooting his caffeine-ridden semen into my belly. Thunk, to produce my little waterhead miracle baby child. Thunk, there's your brother, Pizza Boy Delivery Jr. Thunk, there's your other brother, Exterminator Jr. Hallelujah. Mail, please inform your mama that you're still doing the childbirth taking a dump routine. Well, folks, you've got a wonderful audience. Are there any questions? Oh, my God.
I need a smoke.
Why do I smoke?
I need one.
You need one? Oh, sure. Feed the audience hour. Mine say warning, smoking may cause fetal injury or premature birth.
Woo!
Cool. Found my brand. Just don't get the ones that say lung cancer, shop around. Yeah, give me a carton of low birth weight. I think I can live with low birth weight. Line them up. Line them up! I'm here to take the low birth weight challenge. Could you please help me? I've actually decided to quit. You ever try and quit, sir? That's every smoker. I love that. Every smoker. You ever try and quit? Mm-hmm. I'm trying right now, believe it or not. I don't know if I've got it fully down, but I'm... Did you try cold turkey? That's the hardest. What you do, and they recommend it to me, quit gradually. What I'm going to do is, I'm going to lose one lung. A little while later, the other one. And that's it. Sounds like it's just, you know, perfect, doesn't it?
Wow. Fuck it, I'm not going. I have nowhere to go. What am I kidding? Yeah.
Put your guitar down.
After all, we are working by the hour, are we not? No? And we're not? What? Fuck it. Good night. I thought we were working by the hour. Oh, shit. Well, you've been a great crowd, and I hope you enjoy it. Listen, man, I don't mean to be negative, because I'm really not. You know what it is? It's my face, man. It is. I got the kind of face people I don't even know walk up to me out of the blue and go, "What's wrong?" Nothing. Well, it takes more energy to frown than it does to smile. Yeah, you know, it takes more energy to point that out than it does to leave me alone. So why don't you get the fuck out of my face and watch me smile. No energy at all.